That shit yandere gives you the perfect life, written by Billy Yandere Cyrus. The donation link, should they be available, will be listed down below. Oh yeah, I'm just using one outlet. Go right ahead. Oh, I'm just reading, Misery by Stephen King. Kinda. My Kindle died and I brought the wrong charger, so I decided to buy one of those airport books, and of course, there was a ton of King. Yeah, it is my first, actually. Gillian Flynn, Caroline Knibbs, Sakae Sunoo. I could go on, but we'd be here all day. Movies, huh? Well, what are some of your favorites? Huh, I've never seen those. Oh, my favorite movie, gosh. No, you're very sweet. I just. I didn't expect it. Most guys I've worked with and met these days don't seem too interested in what I have to say. Wow. Favorite is kind of tricky, right? There's just so much new media coming out, and I feel like I have a new favorite every few months. But I guess my most recent favorite would be Fatal Attraction. Really? You've never heard of it? It's so good. It's basically a tragedy. This woman falls in love with a guy and they're perfect for each other. And she essentially stops at nothing to make sure their love can withstand anything. Yeah, it's crazy good. Glenn Close basically plays the hero. It's seriously great. I'll hold you to it. So, where are you headed? No, where's home? Huh? Isn't that only a few hours away? I see. Yeah, flights sorta works out that way, don't they? Too bad you didn't have someone to drive you back. I mean, I would have if I, like, knew you. But oh well, huh? Oh yeah, I can watch your bag. No worries. I think I saw a bathroom right over here.
What if he wanted me to look? I mean, why would he just leave his bag like that, right? Leaving your bag with someone means you trust him, right? Like at least a little bit. He could have asked anyone, like that lady or the airline receptionist. But he asked me. This is your chance. Okay. That is pretty close. Oh my God. What a cute last name. And his phone number, too. jackpot. I can learn so much with all of us. And if I rent a car, I could get to his luggage before he does at the next airport, and then have a reason to stop by his house. Can't wait to tell our kids about this someday. I bet he's been so lonely without me. God, what was I just reading about? Male loneliness epidemic. I can't wait to make his dreams come true. He just won the lottery, and he... Huh? Oh, sorry, I was zoning out for a little bit. How long were you standing there? Gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Sometimes I get caught up daydreaming. But here's your stuff, safe and sound. Okay, sounds good. Try the sushi. It's really not bad, at least for the airport. Oh, join you? Well, I can't. I have somewhere I need to be, and I don't want to be late. Yes, a flight. Yes, definitely. That's why we're here, right? Okay. Nice meeting you. See you later. Hey, Mom. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, my flight got canceled. Totally crazy, I know. I know. I was so excited to see you again. Mom, this is not about a guy. I can't control the airplanes or the weather conditions. I'll visit as soon as I can, okay? I said I would visit when I can, you fucking cunt. Stop guilting me. Sorry. Parents, hi, Mom, you still there? Yes, of course I'm still taking my meds.
Not like they ever helped anyways.
I said I'll see what the airline can do to help me and call you back, okay?
Stupid fucking bitch.
I don't need her, and I've been taking my meds, so this has to be real, right? I just need... God, I can't wait. Just a few hours and I'll be one step closer. Hi! This is 123 West Ray Avenue, right? Oh my gosh, you remember me. Yes, yes, I am the woman from the airport. Yeah, so crazy story, but my flight got swapped and I ended up on the same flight as you for a connecting flight. And then they said I could fly out from the airport, but then that flight got canceled too, and I had to my check bag already, but because they canceled it, I ended up having to grab my luggage, but then I accidentally took yours because they looked the same, and then when I got back to the hotel, I realized all these boxers and giant t-shirts were definitely not mine, so I decided to rent a car and bring it back before the next flight because you were so nice to me. Crazy, right? Crazy? I don't think it sounds that crazy. In fact, it makes perfect sense if you don't really think about it at all. Hey!
Don't be rude.
I traveled all the way here to deliver your suitcase.
The least you can do is invite me in.
Wow, your place is gorgeous.
I love it. Alec could use a few feminine touches, but it's really nice. Can I, you just go sit down on the couch right there?
Great. Awesome. Okay, yeah, so here's your bag. And also, I brought my bag. It's in the car. I figured it was only polite for you to let me stay with you and save a little money since I was such a good Samaritan and returned your luggage.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
I said, don't you think that's a good idea? You're going to learn quickly that I don't like it when people lie to me. So I want you to be honest with me. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Good boy for being honest. I think it's a good idea too. Why do you look so scared, sweetheart? Nah. Are you afraid of guns? Is that it? Well, my uncle always told me that you don't ever have to fear guns. As long as you don't upset the person holding the gun, that should be pretty easy for you, right? I mean, you seem like a really stellar guy. I know we're just getting to know each other, but I'd like to get closer if that's okay. What do you say? Do you want to take a chance on this? Oh, sorry. That's just a gun against your stomach. I don't really know what to do with my hands sometimes. Anyway, what's your answer? I'm so happy you agree. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't ask for your consent. God, I'm so sorry, babe. May I please kiss you?
Fuck yeah.
Wow, I can't believe we just had our first makeout. That was actually like perfect. I figured you were a good kisser.
But that was seriously awesome.
How did you get to be such a good kisser? It's just natural. You're sure it's not because you've been seeing some other fucking horse behind my back?
Is it?
I'm just fucking with you. Obviously, I'm not gonna blame you for people you were dating or seeing before me.
Just as a trust exercise.
Give me your phone. Now. Give me your fucking phone. Now.
Good boy. Thank you. Now let's take a little peek into who
you've been talking to.
Just to make sure you don't have any silly exes bothering you while our relationship is blossoming.
Nothing really, huh? Just a few friends, your parents, some coupons.
Here we go.
Discord. Is this where you hide them, huh?
Is this where you hide your little whores?
Some game servers, emoji servers, porn servers.
Nope, nothing. Good boy. You were honest with me. That makes me very, very happy. I think you deserve a reward, don't you?
Take off your clothes.
Yep. All of them.
All of them. Now.
Stand up. Give me a little spin. You're so fucking cute. I just want to sink my teeth into you. God, you have such a nice body. And not to be too forward, but that cock and your ass are literally perfect. Fuck. I'm a lucky woman. Kinda crazy this all happened just because we met in an airport, huh? So, just looking at you is getting me kind of feral. Do you like biting? Can I mark you? I just really, really want to sink my teeth into you. Just a physical reminder that you're mine. Are you comfortable with that? It's so cute when you shake your head in panic. You can barely muster the word no, huh? Okay, that's fine. I wanted to do something more permanent. Anyway, I was planning to wait. I guess we'll just move up to the tattoo. It's a bit sooner than I wanted to do it, but it'll work.
Why?
You thought I was only going to give you something temporary.
That's rich. I mean, let's be real.
You're going to get to a place where you feel safe. And trust me, right? I'll even let you go outside.
However, I do acknowledge that there are other women like me who exist. And should they try anything with you,
then I'm going to make sure it's very, very easy for them to understand the type of bitch I am.
Well,
I'm the type of bitch who will kill any cunt who tries to take her man away. Okay, I'm sorry. That's rude of me to keep messing with you like this. Like, yes, okay. I would kill someone if I had to.
I'm not that crazy.
Well, okay, I am crazy, but like, moderately crazy, like,
manageable.
I take meds, go to therapy, all that jazz. If anything, I don't know, I would think maybe I'm not just neurotypical. Yeah, that's it.
That's probably the best way to put it.
Oh, no. I meant I was just kidding about the whole cunt-killing thing. I am still for sure getting you a tattoo, since you're not into the whole biting thing. Oh, are you sure? I don't want to pressure you. No, seriously, I mean, I'm not going to do anything you don't want me to.
Well, that's different.
I mean, I may be kidnapping you a tiny bit, but I'm not gonna rape you or anything. I'm just gonna make you really, really, really want it. Does that make sense? Coercion? No, I don't think so.
I'm not pressuring you like some guy at a frat party.
I'm just sort of helping you. I don't know what's the word. A sort of tunnel vision for me. Like, we'll give this a shot and see if having unlimited one-on-one time with me will help you realize that I'm perfect for you. Give me 1 second. Nah, here it is. Have you ever worn one of these? It's a cock cage. Like I said, I'm not going to rape you. No, no, no. But I am going to show you that when you have a need, I can be the one to provide for you. When you want the key back, I'll give it to you. But only when you're ready and feel safe enough to try it with me. Here. Put it on. It's easy. You look so handsome with that. Oh, silly boy. That's what wet dreams are for. I won't get mad at your body for doing that. I'll be sure to wipe you up, or maybe give you a bath if you want. I'm going to take good care of you. You keep mothering the word crazy. But I don't think you really understand what I look like when I'm actually crazy. Go on. Sit down on the couch. Let's get to know each other a little bit. You see, baby, before I was hospitalized, medicated, and met my little friend, Dr. Cyrus, I was a fucking wreck. God, I remember this one guy. I carved my name into him so many times, he needed to get a blood transfusion. Oh, I'm not laughing because it's funny, of course, but I think if I didn't laugh about it, I would just cry. That's why we laugh, you know, because it's the only thing we can do when we think about how much pain we've all suffered. You're familiar with that kind of pain, aren't you? I think maybe that's why I was drawn to you. You have a lot of that pain inside, don't you? A pain that's hard to verbalize. A pain that's deep. A pain that most people don't understand. But I do. And isn't that something worth trying? Someone who can not only love you through your scars, but someone who can brush their fingers over them and appreciate their texture. Like an old book or a beautiful tree. I'm going to kiss you now. Okay? You didn't push back at all. You feel something too, don't you? Lord, your cock is twitching. And it's that pre-cum I see. No, a shy boy. That's okay. I like shy. If you're shy with someone like me, then you'll definitely be shy and reserved with any weird strangers that might hit on you.
Let's set ourselves up for success, shall we? Here. Let's get you to the bed.
Come on.
Move along. There we go. Now, I want you to stay right here. There's plenty of stuff for you to mess with while I take care of a few things. Well, I need to take a short leave of absence from my work, which is fine. I can just say my parents died or something. I'm also going to fix your room with a lock, but on the outside, and of course, a cute little chain. Necessary, no, but it's fun. Of course it's fun. Are you insane? Have you met anyone like me who is vanilla?
Thought so.
Alright. Well, you stay there before you do it. I'll be back.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you feeling?
Good, I'm glad.
How's your reading been going?
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, I have some fun news for you.
It's been 1 month since we began dating, and also 1 month since you've been in chastity.
Time really flies, huh?
I do have a surprise for you, though.
See these? This
is to your collar and your cock cage.
Yeah, I'm serious. Your reward for lasting this 1 month
is freedom. No tricks,
I promise. However, there are a few things I want you to think very hard before I let you go. First, you have a choice.
You always had a choice.
Your choice was just delayed until the moment was right. Until you had all the facts, of course. You can't say you don't like something if you haven't tried it.
And boy, did we try a lot.
Do you remember all the meals I made for you over this month? And not just random stuff or microwavable meals. I went through your phone and looked up all the stuff you'd order and made it at home.
I even called some of the restaurants to ask them how to make it. Most said no. But disgruntled line cooks will tell you a lot for a few bucks. Meals and meals and meals.
Do you remember how I paid off your credit card? Yes, I'm crazy, but I'm very financially responsible. And yes, I make damn good money.
Also, it must be nice to have me working from home, huh? So financially responsible, you got to quit your job.
Well, I quit your job for you. It was a shit job anyways.
You didn't like it, and we both knew that. I want you to remember the times you woke up in the middle of the night and could feel me standing over you. I know you have nightmares. I did that because I knew when you woke up you'd feel scared and alone. I want you to remember that I got rid of my gun just so you would feel safer living with me. I want you to remember all the times you could have tried much harder to get away from me but didn't. And why do you think that is? Are you there yet? Have you fallen in love with the woman crazy enough to make you her entire life without completely throwing her own away?
It's a lot to think about, isn't it?
Shh. Just a few more things to remember, baby. I want you to remember all the nights I masturbated in front of you, right outside your door, just inches away while you were chained in your bedroom. All the toys I used on myself, vibrators, even a dildo that was so close to the size and shape of your cock. I want you to think about every time I came and you did not. Remember when I walked around the entire house and nothing but a butt plug all day? Look. I'm even wearing it right now. That's the only thing I'm wearing under the skirt. Do you remember when I got on all fours and showed you my little gap? Remember when I stuffed that doodle in my ass and came while all you could do was drool? Do you remember how painful your cock felt pushing against that cage? How much it dripped when you watched me do all of these things? How you whimpered and whined. How embarrassed you were when you started having wet dreams. Do you remember the sexual frustrations? Good boy.
Aw, looks like the puppy is angry.
What are you going to do?
Oh, not so hard. You're going to rip my head. Oh, is someone showing? What a pent up little puppy they. Fuck. Fuck. You're really mad, aren't you? Go on, baby. Let it all out. Fuck my face like you really mean it. Someone gonna bust their load already. And here I thought you were really going to fuck the crazy out of Yes. Yes. More. I need more. Looks like all those meals kept you nice and strong. Aren't I such a... Yes. Fucking stuff. Fuck, yes. Fuck. I feel so good. and was pounding all the way into my womb. Don't. Fuck. Yeah. It feels so good. It feels so good. What are you? Fuck. You're gonna take my ass. You're gonna fuck me so hard I can only focus on how sore my asshole is. Fuck. Yes. Holy shit. Oh god. You're so much bigger than that plug. Fuck. Yes. Come on. Teach me a fucking lesson. Come inside of me. You're splitting me in half. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a crazy bitch. Please. Just come. Please come inside of me. I need your cum. Please come inside of me. Please. I need your cum. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's so warm. It feels so good. Oh my god. Fuck. God, that was so worth it. Fuck. No. No, don't pull out yet. I just want to feel full. Full for a little longer. Just slide the plug back in, okay? Please. That's all I ask. I don't want to waste this cum. Fuck. Oh my god. I hope it doesn't fall out. You are definitely much bigger, but I'll figure it out. Well, now what? You're free. You got your revenge and taught me a lesson. What now? Well, I told you, I never make you do something you didn't want to. All I did was give us a chance. It's been a month. You can leave if you want to. You can even call the cops. Whatever. If after all of this you don't love me, at least like me. And I'm not going to waste my time. Stockholm Syndrome. No, that's actually super rare. Most people just appease their kidnapper's wishes until they get the chance to leave. Like you have now. So, where will be, babe? No. Well, that's fine with me. I appreciate that. I'd love to have you stay for dinner. We can talk more about what you'd like to do after that. Would you mind if I kissed you? Come here. Lay on my chest. I know, it's hard, but it's okay. Love makes you do crazy things, that's all. You'll see.